Hi, it's Mac. It's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. It is 10:45 a.m. and I'm heading towards the town of Livingston. I was going to plan to go down to Falkirk today, both myself and my wife. I had some shopping to do and also a wee bit of business. And, well, let's just say that was totally cancelled because of the weather. So much snow has fallen and the usual that we can't cope up here. The roads and pavements just don't cope. We're useless at it. I'm not even half a mile from my home, which I left 10 minutes ago. And I'm not kidding you. It's so bad. We just can't cope on these roads. I'm going to try and avoid the town centre if I can and go up the back roads, because this is going nowhere. It seems to be that they're getting stuck as they go up what we call South Bridge Street, North Bridge Street, where it's quite a decent slope. And they're not coping. The buses aren't getting up, the trucks aren't getting up. So I'm just heading off and going round the long way. But at least I'm moving again. It just shows you, I mean, a little bit of snow. Now, when I talk about snow, we've probably got, at the most, 2 inches. It's really not that much. But the roads are just thick with dirty slush and not being cleared by ploughs or anything. It's just crazy. And so, as I said, I was going to Falkirk. And we were looking forward to going down as well. So we run out from the house. My wife's weekly visit to her sisters in her hometown, which is in higher ground than us. Her sister phoned down at just after 8 this morning and said, "Look, don't come, the snow is really, really heavy." And that was at that time. And it's in a bad situation. If she gets down there, she might not get back out. So I decided that there's business I could do and a couple of things I want to pick up through in Livingston, which is much closer, and Falkirk is down by the Forth, so we can picture there's quite a drop from just over 500 feet here down to, well, almost sea level down at Falkirk. So that a lot of steep grades, sharp turns, and I can just picture the trucks getting stuck at various points, so put that off. Livingston is much closer and more level, if you like, to get there and back. It's only about 5 miles, 6 miles. So at least I'm bowling along now, as they say. Taking my time, of course, and I'm in winter mode on my Volvo's auto box. I've set it to winter mode, which makes a one heck of a difference when you're driving in snow and ice. So I'm going through to pick up. One of the things I'm going to pick up is a Wi-Fi dongle. Not a MiFi dongle, which I've already spoken about, and so has Bernie Goldback at Top Gold, but a Wi-Fi dongle. A couple of days ago, I was asked to go up and install a 60-inch plasma television in the care home in the town that I look after. Passing the primary school, the kids are all having a ball. Ah, memories. You know, we hate the snow as adults. Well, maybe not all. But as a kid, it's fun. It's great fun. Takes me back. Anyway, yes, so I installed a 60-inch plasma television on the stage wall. And then they told me they had a surround system to... I'm not going over the hills today. I think that'd just be too hairy. So I'm turning down and out the back of the town this way. They told me someone had gifted them a surround system. So they've asked me if I can set that up as well. But not only that, they decided that they were going to feed the television with purely from the main PC that they have in the office. Can you hear those wheels spinning on that slush? Just trying to get a grip. And that's in winter mode. They want to feed it from the main PC via Wi-Fi. So it's a Wi-Fi enabled television, so one of these clever clogged televisions, you know, smart televisions. So I have to pick up a Wi-Fi dongle so that I can plug it into the USB port and they can transmit whatever they're going to put on the screen for the old folks from the PC. Clever stuff. I could have ordered one online from Amazon, but there was no guarantee that I was going to get it before the end of the week. And we were hoping to have this all up and running by Friday, which is tomorrow. So, along with going through to Livingston and pick up a couple of other bits and pieces for my wife, I'll hopefully pick up a dongle at Curry's, the techno shop. I phoned them yesterday and checked that they had them, and it should be the generic one, but they don't have that. And also the generic one, it's LG, it's quite expensive, but they've assured me that the models have got, including quite a good Samsung one, will do the trick, which it should do. So now, if I hadn't taken that detour, I'm just about outside, clear of the far end of the town now. I shouldn't speak, shouldn't I? Too soon. But I would still have been stuck at the bottom of North Bridge Street had I stayed where I was, absolutely, because that was going nowhere. And I just wish more people would have a bit of common sense and say, look, when they got to the roundabout, say, oh, this is crazy, it's not going anywhere. Peel off to the left or peel off to the right, take an alternative route. But no, well, we're just going to go straight on, even though we're going nowhere. Common sense in the roads. Anyway, just a wee bit of a rant. So the sun has decided to come out. Blue sky to the, slightly to the west of me. But there's still some heavy clouds. So I guess we're going to get more snow, and if this turns to frost, we are going to be in serious trouble. So I'm hoping to get out here and get back before we get more snow. So that's what I'm doing. I'll update you on how I go. I'm now at what they call the Kane Park. It's a big hotel here, and a big Tesco just down the brae there. But I'm turning the other way, heading due east. Kane Park Hotel, famous place in this area. Kane Park Hotel. I don't know if famous is the correct word. Well known, put it that way. yeah, I was going to say it looks like this road just leading out the end of the town is gridlock, but it's not. It's moving, it's moving fine. It's just, it's moving slow, obviously. You know, you get some drivers that really shouldn't be out in the snow. Absolutely should not be out in the snow. They drive along at 10 mile an hour, clutching the steering wheel, frightened to make a move, and everybody else is just stuck behind them. And you can tell that because the cars in front of them have got a great space between one of them and the slow driver. So it's not the road conditions are that bad, it's just that these people just are so scared, so frightened, and they should not have come on the roads in the first place. Stupid fuck. So I'm just passing the Kipton Park. That is a pretty well known and famous park in our town of Bathgate. Oh, the things that used to go in there in the summer months, way back when I was young, they used to have bands, brass bands, or they would have a pop band in the what do you call it? It's like a concrete auditorium, you know. It's like half a ball. Well, no, actually, you know, like a quarter of a ball. And they would play inside it, and the acoustics would throw the sound out into the park, and everybody would be sitting in the grass because it was like a big sloping grass. It went up quite steep, actually. And everybody, no matter where you sat or lay, you could see the auditorium. I'm not sure auditorium is the right word. You could see them as well as hear them excellently. And so many things used to go in that park. There were tennis courts from Bowling Green. And some wonderful statues used to be about. They all got vandalised as time went on, and the park doesn't get used that much now. It's a shame because it was a very popular place for things going on, even just for a walk. Beautiful gardens. It's not a massive park, but it's beautiful. But unfortunately, it's modern times, people, not so many people enjoy going to parks like that. Well, not up here anyway. and certainly not the youngsters, who find parts extremely boring unless they've got a boyfriend or girlfriend. Right, we're moving fairly quickly now, this is great. So, I'll stop now, I'll stop blathering, concentrate on the road a bit. At least it doesn't look too bad out here. And the sun's shining in through the window, and the car's now about 40 degrees, I've not done anything down, it's just getting too warm for me. Okay, pardon me for coughing in your face, or your ears I should say. Right, I'll speak again soon, see how it goes.